Lena Greenfield never considered herself extraordinary. She was just a practical, down-to-earth fifth grader who loved plants and animals more than most people. She preferred the company of her leafy friends and her rescue dog, Sprout. That all changed on an ordinary Friday afternoon in the small town of Greenfield Hollow. Lena was in her backyard, chatting with her sunflowers, when she noticed something strange. The air felt charged, and the sky turned a shade of green she had never seen before. Her dog, Sprout, barked nervously. "Calm down, Sprout," Lena said, though she felt a shiver run down her spine. She heard a rustling sound behind her. She turned to see her best friend, Zara Blaze, dashing through the gate.
"Lena, you won't believe what just happened," Zara shouted,
her braided hair bouncing with every step.
"Calm down, Zara. What is it?"
Lena asked, trying to keep her voice steady. Zara, always full of energy and excitement, waved her hands dramatically.
"I was in my room trying to light a candle for my science project, and suddenly, I wasn't holding a match anymore. I was holding fire. Real fire."
Lena blinked.
"You're kidding, right?"
"No, I swear."
Zara held out her hand, and, as if on command, a small flame appeared, dancing on her palm. Lena's eyes widened. Before Lena could respond, Kai Rivers ran up to them. His clothes were soaked, and he looked like he had just walked out of the ocean.
"Kai, what happened to you?" Lena asked.
Kai panted, catching his breath.
"I was at the pond, and suddenly the water just listened to me. It rose up in a wave and followed me home."
Lena was about to say something when Aiden Sky appeared, gliding down on a gust of wind.
"Hey, guys," Aiden said casually, as if this were an everyday occurrence.
Lena rubbed her eyes.
"Am I dreaming? Is this real?"
"It's real, all right,"
came a deep, ancient voice. The friends turned to see an enormous tree in Lena's backyard, one they had never noticed before. It was old, with gnarled branches and leaves that shimmered with an otherworldly light.
"Who are you?"
Zara asked, her flame flickering.
"I am Arborus, the guardian of the elements," the tree said. "And you, young ones, are the new elemental explorers."
The friends stared at Arborus, speechless. Finally, Lena found her voice.
"Elemental explorers? What does that mean?"
Arborus's leaves rustled as it spoke.
"Long ago, the elements were protected by a group of brave souls who could harness their power. They kept the balance of nature in check. But as time passed, the guardians faded away, and now the balance is threatened once more. You four have been chosen to restore that balance."
Kai looked thoughtful.
"So, we have powers now?"
"Indeed," Arborus replied. "Lena, you can control and communicate with nature. Zara, you can conjure and manipulate fire. Kai, you can control water, and Aiden, you can command the wind."
Lena, still skeptical, asked,
"But why us?"
"Because you have the heart, courage, and spirit needed to protect the elements," Arborus said. "And because you are friends, your bond will be your greatest strength."